it's Mario Lopez. Joining me now, director, actor, mogul, Mr. Ron Howard. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Mario. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I always like to brag that I got directed by the great Ron Howard. You did such a great job on the Boys and Girls Club PSA we did a while ago. That was so fun.
That was a great day. Wasn't it? The energy around that. And, of course, that the Boys and Girls Club, they do such fantastic work. And everybody there, you know, such as yourself, you know, had experienced it firsthand and were great supporters. So I was really, really really pleased to help stage that and corral that and get that on screen.
Oh, well, thank you. No, it turned out awesome, too. Well, let's talk about your new film, Inferno, starring Mr. Tom Hanks, who is back as Robert Langdon from The Da Vinci Code. Tell us about this installment.
Well, this one is a little bit different in some ways, and they're really important, and I think a lot of it has to do with Tom Hanks's character, Langdon. This is a little more of a psychological thriller, along with the action and the suspense, because he doesn't quite know where he fits into the mystery. Usually, Robert Langdon is kind of above it all, kind of just solving it, you know.
Right.
And in this case, he's really in it. They're really out to get him. He doesn't know quite what his role is, where he fits into it, and he has to discover that along with, you know, putting the puzzle together to try to save us all. Also, the issue at the center of it doesn't come from religion and history. It has to do with overpopulation and a fanatic that wants to launch a plague to try to eliminate, you know, half the population. And this is the crisis that we're in. So this is something that we've all related to, and it's a very contemporary issue. It's an issue of today and tomorrow, not the past. That really influenced the way I wanted to shoot the movie. Hans Zimmer's score, great composer who did the other movies and so many great scores,
right.
Batman and Interstellar, just to name a few. And he immediately saw and said, well, this is a much different movie, Ron. This is an edgy, contemporary thriller, and we've got to approach it that way. And it's a much faster paced movie as a result. So all those things kind of added up to make my job different and kind of, you know, exciting in new ways for me.
Yeah, the stakes are high. I love psychological thrillers. And Inferno, of course, is part of a popular book series. But movies are always a little different from the books. So how do you determine what you're willing to change from the original, or what to eliminate, what to keep in?
It's all about the movie. It's all about the movie going experience. And so the ideas and the scenes that I believe and my collaborators believe, you know, can really, really make it fun to watch and engaging and memorable. Well, that's what we keep. It's that simple. I respect everyone who's read the book. I appreciate it. The novels are fantastic, but my job is to make it into a movie. These are audience pictures, and the idea is to give people an experience, to still do what Dan Brown does in the novels, which is transport you, you know, even more vividly and specifically into these amazing places. Use the suspense and the drama to propel you there and keep the tension up,
right,
while you're experiencing this adventure in these places. And by the way, this is the first one that's on IMAX.
Oh, cool.
We did a great conversion. We took some extra time to do it. And so those who can get to an IMAX screen, I really recommend seeing it that way. It's not only the image, it's also, you know, what it does for the soundtrack and the score.
That takes the experience to a whole other level. Now, Ron, my daughter, Gia, who just turned 6 years old, does these unseen movie reviews for us right here on the radio, and she reviewed Inferno just based on the trailer. Okay?
Okay.
Would you like to hear my daughter Gia's thoughts?
I'd love to know what she thinks.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Inferno stars Tom Hanks. He's playing the same dude from Da Vinci Code. It's kind of like Indiana Jones in a church. Tom does a lot of running, just like Floyd Mayweather in the ring. The movie is filled with puzzles and bad guys who want to make everyone sick. But old school Turner and Hooch is determined to stop them. Grown-ups will probably like Inferno, but I'm more excited for Toy Story 4.
Well, I have a feeling, you know, I love directing, and I'm not a kid anymore, but when I look at Clint Eastwood and Sir Ridley Scott, I feel like I've got, you know, a couple of decades left in me. I have a feeling that she's either going to be my biggest advocate or my worst nemesis.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait to share that with her.
I'm looking for her reviews online.
That's awesome. Sounds good. And, you know, these films, Ron, they have a lot to do with conspiracies and secret plots. Do you buy into conspiracy theories?
Yes and no. First of all, I always believe that there's almost a little more to everything than meets the eye, and simple answers are almost never really that simple. Mm. But then Tom Hanks has a theory. He said, you know, that assumes that people can really keep a secret. I don't know. I know that what Dan Brown chooses is very interesting, because first of all, it's cinematic. It brilliantly takes you to these cool places. It engages this Tom Hanks character, Robert Langdon, in really cinematic, suspenseful and interesting and thought-provoking ways. But the other thing is that it uses it to raise a point in society.
Yeah.
And he pushes your buttons with these conspiracy theories. So whether you believe in the conspiracy theory or not, the questions around it are something that you just get to take home and think about. And I think it's another component of why his stories are so entertaining.
Yeah, it creates conversation.
They're fun. And, you know, and you have something to talk about afterwards.
Yeah, no, you're right. I love that about it. And I also want to talk about, because I'm really looking forward to it, this new doc about the Beatles, 8 days a week, the touring years. I mean, how much fun was it to go back through all that old footage?
Well, it was a blast, and I learned so much, because I'm not encyclopedic about the Beatles. I was a lifelong fan, but, you know, we had this great opportunity to really show you what they looked like before they really became the greatest band of all time. You know, when they were just breaking through and Beatlemania was just happening, and you realize just how young they were, just how on fire they were, and how good they were in a live situation. And now, through digital enhancement of the images of this old footage, and also what we could do with the sound systems, you can hear it, you can feel it. It is almost like going to a concert. In addition to that, I really did want to tell the story of this band, their brotherhood, what they endured together on their rise to the top at a time when society was sort of disintegrating and redefining itself in so many different ways, and they were in the middle of that, whether they wanted to be or not. And I began to realize that it was a really great character study too. It was a coming of age story that's almost a kind of human survival story in and around all this amazing music. And I came away from it with so much respect for their artistic integrity and for them as individuals. It's kind of an inspiring experience for me to discover these qualities about them as I was working on the movie. And I'm thrilled the way people are responding to it. It just makes me so happy.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
I hope you get to see it soon.
Oh, definitely. And Ron has recently announced that you're going to be working with Jennifer Lawrence on a film called Zelda. Now, this is not the video game, correct?
No, this would be about Zelda Fitzgerald.
Big difference.
more like... Oh, you know, a movie like A Beautiful Mind that I did, you know, or Frost Nixon or something like that.
Right.
Still in the script stage, but, you know, she is very passionate to play this woman. Zelda was kind of the first it girl of the 20th century. She was a rebel. She redefined social expectations of what a young, bright woman could be, and she was also an artist married to one of the great novelists of his time and of the 20th century. And so it's also a great love story, a complicated love story between two very, very somewhat tormented, funny, and brilliant individual. So if we can get the script right, it would be a world class performance opportunity, and I'd love to be there with her and be a part of bringing it to the screen.
Yeah, such diverse projects you're taking on. That's incredible. And then what'd you think of Tom Hanks' impression of you on SNL?
Well, Tom is incredibly talented and gifted in so many ways. I don't think he could actually make a living as an impressionist.
It's about the nicest.
However,
way to it.
I have to admit that he certainly catches a sort of a spirit there that reflects me. And as embarrassing as it might be to admit, I think he mostly gets it right.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And last question, Ron. Your daughter, who's a sweetheart too, Bryce Dallas Howard, incredibly talented as well. She's getting a lot of praise for the new season of Black Mirror. Do you watch everything she appears in? Is it DVR appointment?
Yeah, my firstborn, she loved making it. The writing was tremendous. Loved the director, and I think it's kind of right there with maybe The Help. Jurassic World is a sort of a different kind of a movie, but of course that was a great part. But maybe The Village and The Help and this Black Mirror, I think, are the best roles she's ever had. And this is a real, brave role for her to play. You know, she had to gain some weight for it. It's almost like a Robert De Niro kind of a thing. What she did, a female kind of a transformation and a very emotionally, supercharged idea, and yet the episodes, it's darkly funny, and even as it's kind of horrifying, I definitely recommend people check it out. I'm very proud of her, but it's also, that's a great series.
That's awesome. Well, I'm a big fan of the Howard family. You guys are the best. And Inferno, want everybody to check it out. It's in theaters now. You can follow Mr. Howard on Twitter at Real Ron Howard. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in today.
Pleasure. Nice to talk to you.
All right, you too. Take care, my friend.
Bye-bye. Enjoy the movie.
Thank you. On with Mario Lopez.